This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. President Biden is on his first overseas trip as president with an agenda to reassert the United States on the world stage. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Biden's trip kicks off in the UK. He hopes to steady European allies deeply shaken by his predecessor. He also believes the West must publicly demonstrate it can compete economically with China as the world emerges from the pandemic and push democracy as the only defense to rising forces of authoritarianism. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
The trip at its core will advance the fundamental thrust of Joe Biden's foreign policy to rally the world's democracies to tackle the great challenges of our time.
The eight-day trip ends with President Putin, where Sullivan says Biden will make clear
if certain kinds of harmful activities continue to occur, there will be responses.
I'm Julie Walker.
The White House has dropped Trump-era executive orders that sought to ban two popular apps. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
Officials say the Biden administration will instead do its own review to identify national security risks with apps tied to China, including TikTok and WeChat. It reflects ongoing concerns that the apps could expose Americans' personal data. Then President Trump targeted TikTok last summer with a series of orders, but courts temporarily blocked his bid to ban the app, which he called a national security threat. A proposed U.S. takeover of TikTok is also in limbo. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The leader of the Nigerian extremist group Boko Haram, Abubakar Shekau, has killed himself, according to a jihadi group linked to the Islamic State group. An audio recording purportedly from the leader of the Islamic State West Africa province said Shekau detonated explosives, killing himself after a battle between the two groups.